Probably get going since he's. Okay, good morning, everybody. We'll call to order the regular meeting of the Public Transportation Review Board for Friday, June 13th, 2014, at 9:07 a.m. Please call the roll.
Mr. Shufalakwa?
Excused.
Mr. Polinsky?
Here.
Mr. Omar?
Yeah.
Mr. Naske?
Excused.
Ms. Gilmer?
Here.
Mr. Jasinski?
Here.
Mr. Doherty?
Here.
Mrs. Wierick?
Excused.
Mr. Chair, Alderman Bowman?
Here. Okay. All right. First item is to review the minutes from the previous meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
There a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye, aye.
Aye.
Okay. First item up today, just for housekeeping purposes, item three, which is a discussion on Megabus and basically involving their bus stop at 4th Street and St. Paul. Megabus and Greyhound have indicated that they've reached a tentative agreement for Megabus to begin using the intermodal station. They will be moving inside the tent rather than trying to do business outside the tent. That agreement hasn't been finalized again, but based on the fact that there appears to be an agreement in principle, I figured there was no need to hear this at this time, so that item will be held and not heard. That brings us to item two, which is discussion of the zoo interchange lawsuit. We're joined by one of the attorneys for the group that filed that lawsuit. Maybe he can give us a brief recap of what that lawsuit involved. I know we've had a report previously from Attorney Rotker on the status of the lawsuit. At that time, it hadn't reached a point of resolution. Now there appears to be a resolution, and I think it's fair to say that can be discussed publicly at this time, correct?
That is correct.
Very good.
Alderman Bowman. The case.
Please identify yourself first, Dennis.
Attorney Dennis Grzynski, Law Office of Dennis Grzynski, and on this case, counsel with Midwest Environmental Advocates. The lawsuit under the National Environmental Policy Act, the Environmental Impact Statement Law, was filed a couple of years ago, challenging a whole range of deficiencies in the decision-making process. After a very favorable preliminary decision from Judge Edelman a year ago, the parties entered into mediation, which took about a year. And on May 29th, a formal written settlement agreement was signed and filed with the court. The major elements of that settlement are that over the next 4 years.
Could you bring us back to what was the basic cause of action? What was the essential
sure.
claim being made, and what rulings Judge Edelman made on those claims, which brought us to the mediation?
Okay. The lawsuit was brought on behalf of the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin and MICA, Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. They asserted, and the lawyers on their behalf asserted, that the environmental impact statement for the zoo interchange expansion project was inadequate. One ground was that the air pollution analysis was basically didn't bear any relation to reality. Judge Edelman said, gee, it looks to me like the plaintiffs are going to win on this. The analysis is based on sewer PAC's plans for transportation improvements that assumed between roughly 2005 and 2030, there was going to be a doubling of transit services in the metro area. And from the time that those plans were made through a year ago, instead of doubling, transit had declined. Meanwhile, the air pollution analysis was assuming all of those transit improvements were moving forward as recommended. Judge Edelman essentially said this analysis is nothing more than a pipe dream. And while that's a technical term, everyone recognizes that means it's not worth very much. The plaintiffs challenged as deficient the state and federal agencies' failure to analyze the cumulative and indirect impacts of expanding the capacity of the zoo interchange together with the series of interstate highway expansions that have taken place and that are projected to be taking place in this region. The analysis looked at